guys. Offensive coordinator Mike McCoy.
Hello.
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
How you doing?
Hey, Josh was saying earlier this morning that a lot of the offensive troubles is on, you know, him and you guys as a staff. I mean, how much responsibility are you guys taking to, you know, maybe try some new things? Or, you know, are you guys going to stick to the same kind of philosophies that worked the first 6 weeks?
Well, every week you look at it after the game's over. You always look at what you did, how you did things, how you installed things, and just your day-to-day plan on how you did everything. As coaches, you always look at yourself first. And when you have a game like yesterday, we always look at ourselves and say, hey, what could we have done better? You know, how could we help the players better? And that's our responsibility as coaches.
Coach, how do you even evaluate Kyle's performance? How much of that do you put on him? How much do you put on the line? How much do you put on the receivers? What went into that?
Well, there's a lot of things that come into a quarterback's success or failures in a game. So it's always on, you know, everyone always wants to look at him, and you always don't see the big pictures of things. But as coaches here, we're very hard on the quarterback because he's the leader of the group, and he's got to play well for us to be successful here. And so, you know, we look at all that stuff and say, hey, you know, where was there a breakdown in protection somewhere? Did he make a poor decision in the running game? Did he make a poor mic point? Whatever that is, you know, we look at every little thing possible and say, hey, you know, he could have done this better, and we're very hard when we grade a quarterback here.
And so after that grading and after that evaluation, how did he fare yesterday?
Well, you know, there's some things he can do better, but that's going to come up every week. You know, there's always some plays you're going to have back at that spot. It's very difficult to play the perfect game as a quarterback, and, you know, there's definitely some things that we'd love to have back and say, you know, we wish we would have done this with the ball or made this decision, but that's all part of it.
How'd you think Tyler Palumbis did, Mike?
He did a nice job. He did a nice job when he came in, and when Ryan got injured, he came in there and did a nice job. He always has done a nice job, you know, since we've been here. And, you know, there's not any plays that you can look at and say, God, you know, that was because of him. There's always going to be a couple plays, you know, or little technical things he'd like to do better. But, you know, he came in and helped us out.
Did you initially figure to give him some help over there with Daniel, or did you just put him in there and let him go?
Well, you know, we called the game accordingly, and there are some things that you would help him with, and you know, we believe in him, and we know he can go in there and do the job like he did yesterday. So, you know, you always try to call the best plays possible, but if there's a certain situation in a plan or you know, a key situation where we think it's a better matchup to have someone else over there to help him, that's what we'll do.
Mike, I was talking to Noshon a little bit, and he was saying he's not happy at all with the way he's played so far. He says he's not using the whole rookie thing as an excuse that he has to pick it up. What do you think of that, at number one, and what do you think of how he's done so far?
But he's done a nice job for us. But, you know, as a young player and a rookie in a new system and everything, you're going to have things, you're going to make some mistakes. And, you know, he makes a lot more good plays than he does bad plays. But he has made some mistakes in the past that, you know, he knows about. And, you know, we're trying to correct those as quickly as we can so they don't happen again. But, you know, he's done a fine job for us. He's a very competitive kid who, you know, wants to do everything the way we're trying to coach him to do it. And, you know, he wants to go out there and play the perfect game.
How about the big run? That hasn't been there for him yet. I think his longest run is for 17 yards. Is that something where in the second level he has to do a better job of reading what goes on there, or just hasn't been there?
Well, I think, number one, you know, you got to get him out in space. And, you know, when he gets out in space, I'm sure he's going to make the next guy miss more often than not. So we just got to create opportunities for him to get out there. And when he hits the hole and he gets to the safety, you know, we have a lot of faith in him that he's going to make the guy miss.
Some of the protection issues you had yesterday, is that blown assignments? What kind of goes into that?
Well, it's a combination of everything. You know, we had some missed assignments up front. We had, you know, Kyle could have directed the protection one way or the other. But it's a combination of, you know, not everybody doing their job. And you're going to have those breakdowns if there's a lack of communication between everyone up front, and whether a quarterback's going to get rid of the ball in certain plays quicker than others. And we got to do a better job of doing that as a whole.
Anything else, guys?
No.
All right, thank you, Coach.
No problem.